there. They're all living the devil may care. Well, I'm just a devil with a lot of despair. So viva Las Vegas! Viva!
Thank you, Wayne Newton, for that fabulous intro. You're listening to Cats with the Dish. This is John Katsalamidis of the Greenspun Media Group. I write the Cats Report, Las Vegas Sun, LasVegasSun.com, and Las Vegas Weekly. And I have the cover story I'm so excited about. Jimmy Kimmel in Vegas Magazine, out now. Joining me is the always beautiful Trisha McCrone, fresh from Montana. Welcome back, Trish.
Thank you. Always good to be back. For the few days that, like the 48 hours that I come back to Vegas before
Montana.
I leave again. Speaking of Jimmy Kimmel, this is like a great cover. I mean, a very rare one. Is there a man on the cover of Vegas Magazine?
Not often.
Mm-hmm. And you went out and you interviewed Jimmy Kimmel?
Yeah, I talked to Jimmy Kimmel, I just really relate to Jimmy Kimmel. I like Jimmy Kimmel a lot.
He's a Vegas man.
He's a Vegas guy. He went to he moved here when he was a young man and went to grade school and high school. Went to Clark High School and attended UNLV, and he did some time at KUNV.
Jimmy really?
Yeah.
He was in these hallowed halls.
He was in the hallowed halls of the I think it was at the student union at the time, or they had it. They also had a studio out at Sam Boyd Stadium for a time, and I think that's probably where he was.
No, he was here
for a period of time. He wasn't where we are now.
I'm saying he was right at this microphone.
He couldn't have been here because this has only been here for 2 years, three years.
Why should we let the facts get in the way of it?
But anyway, he was here in a metaphysical sense. He was on this air, and Jimmy Kimmel was he was working at Miller's Outpost, and he had a friend who worked at KUNV who got encouraged Jimmy to get into broadcasting. He was studying broadcast communications at UNLV, broadcast journalism. Broadcasting, and he had a show where he brought in guests like Mordecai.
Oh my gosh,
the jeweler!
Oh my god, I love it. By the way, I love Mordecai. He's one of my favorite people.
He's incredible.
That's where I take all my jewelry to.
Mordecai's got a story for every day of the week, and Kimmel would bring him in and kind of make fun of him.
We gotta bring him in, Mordecai. That'd be a great
That would be a guest. Yeah, Mordecai, if you're out there listening. Those types of people. Anybody who was on who had local TV commercials was fair game for Jimmy's radio show, and he'd bring him in and make fun of him. After about 7 episodes, they got rid of Jimmy.
Well, sure. Because he wants to come on.
Mm-hmm. They didn't know he was making fun of him, I guess was the point.
There you go.
Anyway, so he went to school here, and then he went on to Arizona State University, and he started a broadcast career on the radio in L.A., K-Rock, and wound all the way around to where he was on Win Ben Stein's Money.
Yes.
He was the sidekick, and then to The Man Show,
where he worked with
Adam Carolla.
Adam Carolla.
And they date to their days in radio, and I interviewed Adam Carolla about this. And all this information in a great deal more detail.
You can pick
in
up.
Vegas Magazine.
On the cover story of Vegas Magazine.
So anyway, it was a great time. We went and I saw him do a show in L.A.
I've been in it too. Mm-hmm. When Wayne Newton's been on the show, I've been there. And his green room is probably the best green room in all of television. It's basically like a little club.
Very appealing. Yeah, it's like a little sports bar.
Yeah.
You can play pool in there.
It is. It's like a good
There's
hang.
There's an actual bar.
Not a nightclub. Yeah, it is a bar. It's like a really cool like a pub, like a hangout.
Yeah, I was hanging around people. I didn't know who they were. They didn't know who I was. We just all knew we were there. And it was just like a hangout. And I had my cousin, AJ Eaton, down there with me. He's a filmmaker in LA, and he hung around with me. We're just kicking around. We went into the studio, and we're part of the audience, you know? And it was a really cool experience. And Kimmel is very much of his environment. He is a Vegas kind of guy. And I like that about him. He's got a very Rat Packian kind of air about him. He's funny. He's smart. He's confident.
And he took on Kanye. Boy.
Yeah, he did.
And, so there you go.
Unintentionally had a spat with Kanye West. So you never know in this world of social media.
Maybe we need to get a spat with somebody. If we get a spat with somebody, maybe we'll get more like national coverage.
I need to get a spat with somebody famous. I think is my problem.
That leaves me out.
I mean, I don't want to spat with you, famous or otherwise.
Well, we spat otherwise, but
somebody randomly famous.
We'll figure it out.
Maybe I'll jump on Donny Osmond or something.
We'll pick on something. Right, exactly. Let's talk about Donny's butt. Butt problem. He pulled a butt muscle.
He did. He broke his butt.
Literally.
He's going to be back on. He's on stage, but he's on a cane.
And I don't know how much time we have, but let's talk about the act.
That's new news. It closed over the weekend.
Yeah, literally, though, didn't it just like all of a sudden it was like everybody leave and then they just locked the doors? Like the alcohol was still there. It was like everything.
It closed. closed abruptly at about, everybody heard about 10:30, and this is our friend Mark Chinook is affected greatly by this because he wanted to put his...
As he spoke about it on the show.
Yeah, Monday Dark presentation, Monday's Dark charity show in there on October 21st. He can't do that now. He's looking for a new venue. And he's also talking very seriously, take this seriously, about him and a group of investors subleasing the act and putting shows in there. And I know the people who are behind him, and they're serious people with serious money. And his brother's a hedge fund investment broker. And it's crazy enough to work, so keep your eye on that. But yeah, the act is no more. It's out of the plaza.
It was an amazing thing that Mark was doing with benefiting Opportunity Village, right?
Yep. They'd announced the charity and had a lineup on it.
They had a great lineup. And
yeah, Dot Marie Jones.
Yes, from Glee. Yeah, it was an Emmy nominee just recently. And so it's a wonderful thing, and I think it's great. And I'm glad that Mark has some good people behind him. And he said that it definitely will happen in November.
Yes.
There's a new date in November.
November 18th.
November 18th. And so we'll see what the venue is. So, yep. You know, stay tuned for that. But we have an exciting show today.
Yes, we do. We're going to be focusing on two great singers in this city. That's Savannah Smith and Ann Martinez. They've got a project called BBR Las Vegas. They're here to talk all about that and their individual shows, so stick around. I know we will, but first it's Josh Bell.
This is Claire Sinclair, 2011 Playmate of the Year, and you're listening to Cats with the Dish.
I need to get into the isolation area. Okay. Good.
All right. That's a favor.
Sometimes favors hurt.
Really?
See what you can do.
All right.
You hit like a vegetarian.
That's Sylvester Stallone and Arnold Schwarzenegger as a pair of inmates trying to break out of the world's most secure prison in Escape Plan. I'm Josh Bell, film critic for Las Vegas Weekly, with a look at movies in theaters now. 25 years ago, an action movie teaming Stallone and Schwarzenegger would have been the box office event of the year. But waiting until 2013 for the two tough guy icons to finally collaborate has deflated much of the appeal. Schwarzenegger gets a couple of great, campy scenes in Escape Plan, and the supporting cast, which includes Jim Caviezel as the sadistic warden, is better than it needs to be. But overall, Escape Plan is a dumb, sloppy thriller that probably would have been a disappointment even in 1988. I give Escape Plan 2.5 stars out of 5. Still playing in theaters are two suspenseful, well-crafted stories of survival. Gravity is a masterpiece of tension and an amazing technological achievement, with a strong performance from Sandra Bullock as an astronaut adrift in space who must find a way to get back to Earth. Captain Phillips is an effective mix of real-life drama and polished thrills, with Tom Hanks as the captain of an American cargo ship hijacked by Somali pirates. And still playing in limited release, Nicole Holofcener's Enough Said features a sweet romance between well-drawn characters, played by Julia Louis-Dreyfus and James Gandolfini, while Short Term 12 also features strong characters and an outstanding performance from Brie Larson as a counselor at a home for troubled teens. That's a look at what's in theaters right now. Check out my reviews in Las Vegas Weekly and my blog at joshbellhateseverything.com.
Welcome back. Sitting with us now are two of the very best singers in this city. This city being Las Vegas, of course. Collectively, they are known as BBR Las Vegas, and individually, they are Savannah Smith and Ann Martinez. Thanks for coming down and spending some time with us, you two.
Thank you.
Now, we need to say your other projects, your main project. Yeah. Ann is a singer in the new show, Dancing Queen, at Planet Hollywood.
Wait, yeah. I did not know that. Last time I saw you were in Pinup.
Yeah, we just opened.
We learned something every,
wow.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll talk about pinup a little bit, and you're still swinging in pinup, Savannah.
Yes,
correct.
Correct.
No, I screwed this deal up. I for about 48 hours this year, I had Savannah out of the show. She was swinging in. Whoops.
Well, anyway, that's good for a working singer.
It would be bad for pinup.
No kidding.
Savvy, we know, is also in Vegas. The show.
Mm-hmm. Who, great, by the way, we went to see a couple nights ago,
this week.
And you were in the spot. You took over all of Riva, mm-hmm. Rice's, mm-hmm.
Yes.
Normal stuff. Yeah. So you basically had like almost every song. Because I'm assuming you did Reva's stuff and your stuff,
yes.
right? So you were doing double duty because you were like, I don't know how you got all those costume changes and you were like out there. Ooh. I mean, you were like in Cher in 2 minutes. I was like, wow, that's a great change. But anyways, you are so talented, both of you. But I had not seen you in a show. I mean, I heard you perform at Composer Showcase and different things like that or at different events, you know, charity events and things and showcases. But I'd never actually seen you in a show. And I was blown away.
Thank you.
You are so talented. Mm-hmm. It is ridiculous.
Thank you so much.
Yes, you both are so talented. It's ridiculous. I told you, but I had seen you in a show before and I'd already told you that, but it's like I'd never seen Savannah. And
she's amazing.
Yeah, and I know mm-hmm. Stephanie Sanchez, every time we've been in a charity thing, you sang, she's like, oh, she's going to kill it. Savannah's going to kill it. And it was like,
Both amazing, big with other singers.
Other singers talk about how wonderful the both of you are. They can be all chippy.
Yeah, they're about all everything. You know. All of they us don't like putting women compliments out there, especially women Maddie. Singers. Boy, they're a hating group. Boy, are they chippy.
Chicks, man.
I know. Why even make a center singer? Just have a lot of them as they are.
Did I give enough testosterone for you, chicks, man? All right.
So let's talk about BBR. That's how you guys are connected outside of your regular shows. Now I remember BBR. Originally, Anne, was an idea of yours was two blondes and a redhead originally with Tara.
It was a blonde, a brunette.
A blonde, a brunette, and a redhead.
Yes.
I get my B's mixed up.
It's okay.
Yeah.
It's confusing.
Yeah. And you were all in pinup. No, you weren't in pinup. No. Anyway, but that now that has morphed into.
Who was the brunette?
Savannah.
Now this is where I
she
get,
wore a
this
weave.
This is where I get. She wore a weave. She was wearing an afro wig or something.
I literally saw you perform at the roast.
She was at the roast, the first
one. And I did not pick you up, and I'd seen you perform at other things. Did not know that was you.
That's me.
She had her wig on. Swan song of the original BBR. That was the last performance.
So literally, you just got the bad straw that you had to like get rid of your beautiful hair.
Yeah, it's fine.
Because let's face it, as a natural brunette, obviously I didn't stay that
way. She could go as well.
She can wear any color.
It's easier to change the hair color than the acronym.
Yeah. And when I knew Savannah, before, she had dark hair.
I remember this. Yeah.
But you were wearing
like a short wig.
Yes.
It was a bob wig.
Liza Minnelli.
Yes, it was very Liza.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Bob, like Bob Costas.
Exactly.
Great sportcaster.
Yeah, dudes, man. Right, brother.
So you go from that in car. No, so what happened? Why blonde, brunette, and redhead? That thematically was the original idea. What happened to make you guys just a duo?
What happened to the redhead?
Well, basically, the original idea I had for three. Just the idea of what men find sexy, a blonde, brunette, and redhead, and the personalities that go with each are sexy in different ways. And so that's where I started at the beginning. But then after we did our first showcase, we just kind of, Tara wanted to do some solo stuff, and I thought that was great and good for
her. The amazing Tara Palsha, who is also the lead dancer in Vegas, the show, and a new, really
a burgeoning
new to
singer.
Singer to singing, and yet has so much talent. I mean,
she's great.
And hands down, I will say that she is the best dancer working in Las Vegas, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. She's got incredible presence.
You haven't seen me dance.
Yeah,
yes, I have.
Next to Cats.
Exactly. Well.
But she was interested in doing some solo stuff. And so we were like, go do your thing. And then Savannah and I sat down. We just really enjoy singing together. And we've got a good chemistry and have deep respect for each other. And we were like, let's just do a duo. Let's just do a you and me and see what happens.
But no, didn't you guys have kind of like a 40s kind of a vibe going back then? Or is that the right era?
We're definitely morphing musically and visually. Savannah and I both... I think we kind of pride ourselves on being able to do many different genres.
Yeah.
And we wanted kind of to pull away from that vintage and push towards the future, push towards evolving pop, evolving different styles of music and making it our own, making original pieces. So that's where we're at right now.
Is there anything, versatility is the order of the day for both of you guys. I know you can sing anything.
Yeah.
Is there anything out there on the charts right now? Because I know the guy who does your charts, Dave Perico, and I had this conversation the other day. There's nothing on the chart. There's nothing out there that is popular music in the top 10 on iTunes or whatever the chart is, Billboard, that really lends itself to adaptation musically on a live stage right now. There's very little out there that you can take and sing well. Are you finding out as singers?
Well, nowadays it's a lot of computers. It's a lot of auto-tune. And Savannah and I both are passionately live. So that's where our show is. So basically I'm taking music from different time periods and we're evolving them into now.
Okay.
So it's music that is pop and is now, and people will know, but completely different versions.
What are you working on specifically? Is there anything out there?
Well, we're working. Our next showcase is coming up tentatively on the 26th, and I'll have a location for that soon.
Okay.
And that will be our presentation, and then we're in talks with a bunch of people about putting together a full-length show. And that we're working on right now, getting charts done.
Like a 70 to 90 minute performance.
It's an hour and 15 minutes right now, yeah. With dancers.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah.
So what happens if your dream comes true and this takes off?
Life will be a magical unicorn that we will ride into the
sunset. So then we'll Dancing Queen and Pin Up and Vegas the Show just be like really... I don't want to say screwed, but screwed because they won't have you in the show anymore.
We're just taking it day by day. We don't know what time the show will be or where. So right now we are completely dedicated to where we work. But this is our baby and something where I'm a big fan of women working together and taking care of each other. And what I love about singing with Savannah is that we really take care of each other and we support each other. And I think that's what creates the magic with us on stage is that there's no competition and there's no... tension. It's complete support, complete you better sing, come on, let's do this together. And I really want to create that on stage for an audience. I think it'll be something really fresh and sexy and new, and the design of the show is something that Vegas has not seen yet.
Let's talk about the musicians. What kind of band are you going to have in the showcase?
We're working with Dave Perico as our MD. We will have two trumpets. A trumpet, two saxophones, rhythm section, a viola, and guitar, bass.
Wow. And these are people you've worked with, these musicians, over time.
Now, will everything be a duet type of thing, or will you or Savannah, will you do some stuff, and then you'll do some stuff together,
absolutely.
And then annual? Okay.
Keeping the individuality is important, too.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, because we both have our own styles as well, and so I'm all about us celebrating that. So when we sing together, it harmonically will be so different and special, but then... Savannah will have her moment of what she does best, and I'll have my moment of doing what I do best. Mm-hmm. And that way you see the individuality, but then you see what happens when it comes together.
And this is a produced show. This is going to be a production. It's not a concert show. It's something that is going to have a running theme, an arc in it of any sort.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not going to disclose what
that is. Oh, I can't tell you, John Kidd.
I'm going to guess.
Let's just move on.
Come on. I just want to know what I'm going to see when I walk in.
You're going to see two talented, beautiful girls who sing.
Well, give me one song.
Okay, we're doing Johnny Cash's Ring of Fire.
All right. Yeah. I'm in.
A completely different version.
Wow. Yeah.
I love that.
It's amazing.
See, that's
it's very cool.
Yeah. That's something I love. Now, Anne, I wanted to ask you about, because you've had quite a career here in Las Vegas in a short period of time that's been very busy and many shows involved.
Mm-hmm.
Started with Bite, right?
Yep.
You were the
Love Bite.
You led Bite into the helped lead Bite into the grave, I guess, right?
It's so sad.
Back that's into a horrible grave. Thing to say.
It's a vampire show.
It's just our new venue didn't work out, and that cast was so talented.
It's not dead because of her. It's a vampire show.
Oh my gosh, those girls were
awesome. You got bitten by Bite.
I did.
So, and then it was off to, then you were in Pin Up right after that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Pin Up lasted for about 6 months for you, right?
On the nose. Yeah.
Right? And I know that we haven't really come to the conversation about why you left. It was your decision to go to the show.
Yeah.
I mean, what happened there? Exactly?
It was just a personal thing with a family member who's not well, and I needed a schedule to be extremely flexible. And just the way it was set up, it would have been difficult. And I didn't want to I love that cast and that band so much. Mm-hmm. They are the most incredible people. And
they
Sinclair is one of the sweetest, dark horse, people don't realize how wonderful she is. And out of my love and respect for them, I didn't want to put them through that stress of if I had an emergency of putting them in a bind, and also putting Savannah in a bind if she couldn't get out of her show at last minute. Mm-hmm. It just wasn't, it would be disrespectful and unprofessional of me to put people in that situation. So I decided to go so I could tend to my family. And then out of nowhere, Dancing Queen, who I auditioned for months before.
At New York.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And they're a lovely company, really nice people. They approached me and they were willing to work with my schedule. So it was great.
It's more of an ensemble group.
Very much so.
It's less pressure on you to be.
Swings on call there. So it's if I did have an emergency, I could tend to it right away. So
right.
Is that how you guys met in Pin Up?
No. Mm-hmm. Savannah and I worked for the same cruise ship company.
Oh,
and we knew of each other.
Because we were both F1, so we would have never been on the same
What's that mean?
Same ship.
A female lead singer.
Oh, you're the
lead.
Okay.
Park and Barker.
Yes.
Okay. So you don't put
gestures.
The F1s together because somewhere some ship is without an F1 if you do that.
Yes,
right. True.
I know this F1, babe.
From my nautical career, I know this.
Yeah. But
okay, Gopher.
I've been working on BBR for a few years, putting it together, and I knew my husband and I were going to move here because he's working for Cirque du Soleil, and I thought, okay, once I get to Vegas, I know Savannah's there. I'm going to talk to her about wanting to join in here because she is an incredible talent and she's unique. You know, there's no one else like her. And I definitely thought our voices could mesh well together. And I knew personality wise we would be great. So as soon as I got here, I approached her about it.
Yeah, when we first saw Savannah was over at Don't Tell Mama.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pianaba.
Killing
and,
it.
Yeah, exactly. And it was one of those things like, what is this all about? Is this some kind of setup? But talk about your path to where you, how you got to where you are, Savvy, because you were a UNLV student.
Yes.
And you were working your way through school at that time, right?
Yes, I was. I got my master's here at UNLV and I graduated in 2010. And at that time...
What is your master's in?
It's in acting, actually. Performance. Wow. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I didn't do a whole lot of singing, except for Don't Tell Mamas.
Wow, really? I didn't know that.
When I was in school.
You could be acting now.
You know. You never know. The many faces of Savannah.
My name is not really Savannah.
Does it sound like it is? And I worked my way through college at Don't Tell Mamas, bartending until 4 in the morning and singing my face off and slinging drinks. And it's what you do in Vegas. And then immediately after is actually when I... went on ships. I went on the Holland America Cruise Line for one contract, and I came back, and I auditioned for Vegas the Show. Mm-hmm.
And there you go.
There you go.
That's a demanding show, isn't it?
It Vegas is. The Show. It is, yeah. And I'm the swing, so it's different every night. I kind of cover all the tracks and parts and all the moving parts of the female singers.
Right, and you guys are connected. When Anne left Pinup, there was a feeling about people were wondering what was going to happen with you. You thought it was either you're going to be the main or not be at all.
Right.
And they said, and the answer to me was, well, she's committed to Vegas the Show, which I took to mean, well, she's not going to be in Pinup anymore. Right. But you stayed the swing.
I am the swing.
If they had offered you the main singing position in a show that you know and kill anyway, would you take it in Pinup?
It was a possibility and it's something that I thought about. I think just with my history with Vegas the Show, that's just where it's kind of home right now. I don't think I was ready to go just yet. But it's a great show, and I love the cast, and half the cast is from Vegas, the show.
So we all
have a great rapport and a great history together, and I love doing it. And it's something that I kind of went back and forth with. But, I think just in all veins, Vegas, the show kind of fits me a little bit better right now.
You've performed with Dave's Pop Evolution?
Yes.
Band also? I mean, you sing a lot. You do the shows over at the with Kenny over at the Tuscany.
Mm-hmm.
And that's no picnic. You sing hard there. I mean, how do you keep your voice in shape and why do you do so much singing?
Water. I love... it's a good answer. I love doing new projects. It's invigorating and it's nice to get to... It's for lack of a better word, it's nice to show off all your different... what you're capable of doing. And it's nice. I think Bill Fain it's always my favorite when he comes up and he says, I never see you do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
I never see you do the same thing. And I like that. That's great. So,
You really have to show so much versatility in Vegas, the show. I mean, I would think that would be hard because even Josh Strickland coming in, it was so weird to see him singing, you know, Frank Sinatra when I'm used to hearing him sound and talk and everything in such a different voice that I would think that, you know, you really have to show your versatility because I don't know. I mean, Reva's parts are probably so different than what you normally do. And then you had to like switch back and forth. I mean, the amount of versatility that you have to have to do that show, especially in the position that you're in, it has to be very challenging.
It's a lot of character work in one of the tracks as well, like the cigarette there's Keeley Smith and there's like the quirky character parts and then Stacey Bone is a little more sexy. It's a little more. So it's a matter of kind of trying to embody that but still be yourself, which is it's hard to do. Yeah. But
then you're doing Cher, which by the way, that costume is so killer and you rocked that costume like nobody's business. I swear to God, I was like so jealous. I was like, oh my God.
Thank you. My onesie.
Yeah, it's awesome.
My sparkly onesie.
Whoa, it is awesome. I'm like, that is a great update in the costume.
I said that very same thing.
Yes.
When I saw it. Verbatim.
But I think that's what makes Savannah so good is that, I mean, we both have masters in acting.
Oh, wow.
And we both, I think we both approach music the same way, as very much as an acting piece as opposed to...
And telling a story.
Yeah, it's very much telling a story. And that's what makes Savannah, if I'm just going to brag about you for a minute, that's what makes her so good.
It's interpretation, isn't
it? You feel the song. Mm-hmm. She doesn't just sing it. You know exactly what she's singing about and what color it is and the emotion behind it. And that's what makes her so unique and so good.
And you guys could be sisters. You guys look so much alike. Just sitting here looking at the two, I wouldn't have thought it separately, but watching you both together, you both have the big, beautiful eyes and stuff like that. I'm like, wow, they could be like a twin act.
tell me about what it's like being, and I haven't seen you in Dancing Queen yet. Mm-hmm. That's one of the shows I need to get to. But you've had a lot of experience in front of, with a band, in front of musicians, and that band and pinup really,
they burn it up.
For a six-piece, they're really forceful, and you have to sing on top of that. Mm-hmm. And then you go back into Dancing Queen, which is tracked all the way through. How is that? What's the distinction and what's your preference in?
Oh gosh, it's such a singing with tracks is such a challenge because with a band there's an energy behind it and there's always a nuance. There's always something slightly different and a change. So you're really it's a different kind of a prickly feeling of being aware. Whereas with track, it's a neat challenge because it's the discipline. And what I love about the tracks in Dancing Queen is they're not a typical track. I mean, they change the beat of the original song. They kind of manipulate what it was intended to be and change it up to almost a club feel for some of the pieces. And it's having that discipline of having to really stay on your beat is a good challenge as well. I mean, everyone loves singing with a live band. You can't, I think you'd be hard pressed to find any singer who prefers a track because it's just that liveness. Mm-hmm. And also, I mean, it doesn't hurt to have David Perico behind you. I mean, he's brilliant.
He is brilliant.
And also a very nice person. Mm-hmm. And that's what I loved about the pinup band is that not only were they all incredible, they're the sweetest guys. We laughed every day.
Yeah, they're just, great guys.
When you have a great energy like that, people who just really love what they do, it makes it beyond a joy.
And Joseph Bobola, the oh my bass gosh, player, dresses Carmen Miranda at the roast. Ooh, did you catch that?
Yeah. He doesn't play. He's good.
he's amazing. Mm-hmm. And Dancing Queen is not just exclusively ABBA music. A lot of people think it's an ABBA tribute.
Yeah, I thought that it was an ABBA tribute.
I think originally, because Spirit Productions has produced that show all over the world, originally it was an ABBA show. And then when they got that big venue, I mean, that venue is just incredible, at Planet Hollywood, they stripped the show down and rebuilt everything. We're actually changing all of our advertising. It'll all change, new logo, new everything, to what the show is now. Mm-hmm. And it's really a celebration of that time. So we'll do ABBA, and then we'll do Whitney Houston, and then we'll do Stevie Wonder, and then we'll do Gloria Estefan. And then we'll do pretty much the whole soundtrack of Saturday Night Fever.
So that's great.
It's so fun.
Sounds like a fun show.
Oh, yeah, it's adorable. It's just tongue-in-cheek. Fun.
There's six singers, is that right, in that show?
There are two men and three women.
Okay, five.
Yeah. Now, do you guys have hopes that you want to record together? Where do you see BBR going?
I mean, I think that what is on the horizon will be something completely new and different to Vegas that I know will excite everybody.
So you want to do it more of just a live performance than recording?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we'll record as well. I mean, we both enjoy that, and touring, and the sky's the limit, really. I'm a big believer in if you put the hard work in, the sky's the limit, and we both work extremely hard. So.
All right. Well, we're going to wrap it up for this episode, Cats with the Dish. Banana. The showcase is October 26th.
Yeah, November.
November 26th.
Okay, and so people should go to to find out information on when the showcase is, where could people go?
They can go to they can check our Twitter page, BBR Las Vegas, and they can also check our Facebook page, BBR Las Vegas.
And as soon as we know where
new photos,
we'll get it out.
All that information will be out ASAP.
All right, we'll be there.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it. Thanks very much, Savannah Smith and Ann Martinez, BBR Las Vegas.
Thank you. We love Las Vegas.